Okay, it's 12 o'clock. We'll call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers meeting for April 18th, 2022. We do have a forum here on site. Chief Swerge and Chief Davis are attending virtually. And so we'll move right into the call to order. Any agenda announcements?
Yes, sir. I'd like to rescind RM22-018 and the Executive Director's Report.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we'll move into the consent agenda.
Move approval of consent agenda.
Have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Chief Swergeon, say yes. Chief Davis?
Yes.
All right. All right. Let's go ahead and move into the Executive Director Report.
Well, we were asked to take our $80,000 that we had asked to move from my budget, one of my budget line items, to another one. The board asked that we take it to the mayor's council. They were super sweet, and because they hadn't seen each other in 2 years, they were just excited to have a meeting. And we were the first ones up. They just treated us very, very well, and they did approve it. And so we've come back, and we need to talk about this.
Yeah, so I talked to the executive director last week about this issue, because normally taking this back to the cities is not a normal process. This is consider this a budget modification versus a new budget item. I think we've consulted with legal on this issue. Wayne, do you have a comment for us?
Yeah, I wasn't at the last meeting, but what we looked at is the statute provides that if you're going to adopt the budget, you have to go through the process of sending it to all the cities that make appointments to this board, and you have to have a majority of those entities approve the budget. And then if you do a revision to the budget, it's the same process that you go through. So there's no definition of what a revision to the budget is, and so we deferred to the executive director and Neil to make the determination of whether or not we were doing a revision to the budget that required the formal review and approval process, or was this a modification or some other action taken that we could just do with this board's approval? And that's
so we consider that as a budget revision, because we moved budget from one line item to another. So that is considered a budget revision.
See, I think I've checked it. My staff, City of Arlington, we would recognize this as just simply a modification of the existing budget, because we didn't add additional dollars to the budget.
No,
we're just moving. Because I, taking this back to the cities to reflect an $80,000 movement of funds from one account to another account, city's mostly concerned about the overall budget dollars that are authorized. And I know internal budget moves by this organization not really something that we would want to burden the cities with, it to have to vote again on the authorization. So I think if we could consider this a modification of the existing budget, because the vernacular here, the terminology is for me a confusing issue, because I know in my city government we do this some great regularity, because budgets don't stay stable, they're living animals. Bad term, but the thing is they continually evolve, but as long as the budget dollars stay the same, we just have to account for them and make that noted. So I certainly welcome any feedback from the board, any perspectives.
I agree with you. I mean, to me it's just a budget adjustment, so I'm in agreement.
Okay.
I would, except that's exactly what the county does every week. They have a budget adjustment. If you move $5 from this account over to this account, it goes to the commissioner's court for approval. And it's always on consent agenda, so there really is no overhead. And when we were taking this one, that's what I was planning on it being.
Well, it certainly opens up the executive director for a lot of visits that's going to wind up on a consent agenda, nonetheless, for explanation. Chief Davis, Chief Swerge, anything for Fort Worth as far as how you guys see this issue?
No, I don't know that it needs to specifically come back. I think I'm inclined
for city council and the city manager's office on, at the time, we were talking about the increase changes and new request growth. And I think with the impending questions regarding grant funding and all those different conversations that we've been having regarding next generation, the request I've got from city manager's office in Fort Worth is to do another one of these briefings now. So, you know, as part of new business, I think that I would make that request, and we try to get something arranged. But I'm inclined to agree with what you're saying about the modifications.
Okay. Thank you. Chief Swearingen, anything from your side?
No, I agree with everything you said. Thank you.
So Wayne, help me with this. I think certainly Tarrant County can do what Tarrant County wants to do. Are we obligated that we treat all the entities as far as reporting this issue?
No, I mean, this is the decision the board makes. This board makes.
Okay.
You know, I defer because it's not a legal term. The revision to the budget's not defined in the statute. That's why I deferred to Neil. Wanted to find out how this is typically perceived, because I agree with you. I mean, we see budget adjustments constantly in the city governments that we represent. You're moving money from one fund to another. Some cities take it to their council, some cities don't. They just modify it at the end of the fiscal year.
Hey, Chief Davis or Swearingen, can you mute? We're hearing feedback from you. Chief Davis, I think. Thank you. Sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
So it's, again, I think it's up to this board to make that final determination whether or not this is a modification or an adjustment rather than a revision. But the statute says if it is a budget revision, then you're supposed to go back to all the entities that approved the original budget and ask them to approve the revision.
Okay.
But it's this board's call.
I guess my recommendation would be out of context, I'm sorry, for my organization, our general practice is that this would be considered a modification. If an individual entity wanted to report it out to their structure, I think that's certainly appropriate, but I would make the motion that it be recognized as a modification, as the fact that we did not add additional dollars to the budget or take dollars away from the budget. We just moved money from one account to another account. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I'll make that motion. Any discussion of that? Or, can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Got a second from the mayor. Certainly allowing Tarrant County to report it.
No, we're going to follow the will of the board.
Sure. Okay. So all those in favor of recognizing this issue as a budget modification, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Any nays?
One
nay.
Did you approve the modification last time, or was it contingent upon this decision?
I believe we approved it. I think we just now so it's being
all action you needed has been taken.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So motion carries.
Have we already went and presented the next generation 911 challenge outside of the mayor's court? Because that's the question that I'm getting now, especially as it pertains to the assistance programs. So they're wanting to know this $18 million that we're coming up with, what does that mean for all the participating cities?
We have spoken before the mayor's council, and then I spoke before our PSAP manager's meeting, and Levi has spoken to the RIC committee. I never know what that stands for, but it's the RIC committee. And so far, that's all that we've done. We've been just working on budget. But we do have a message in place, and we're ready to do whatever needs to be done to help people get on board or to understand what's going on and the mandates that we're having to follow.
So to follow up on that, I think as a board, I think we need a full and detailed briefing on what it is, because I'll be honest with you, this is still very conceptual. I want to see the fundamentals before we make decisions, because I think it's sort of evolving, and I think
it is evolving.
So I don't want us to get trapped in any decision that locks us in, as we need to make decisions that are right for the time.
Correct. And that's why this assessment is so important, because that the assessment that Mission Critical Partners is doing for us is really going to give us the framework of where we're at on that bottom floor. Or is this where we're starting from, or where are we at? It's somewhere in between that we can build from. And so that's our 90-day assessment isn't up yet. They're still working on it. If there's anything that you want to add to that, to leave.
It is an ongoing initiative.
Yes. And we will make sure that it's presented to the board.
Okay. Mr. Brunson.
By the same token, we don't need to wait too long without sending some type of signal. Otherwise, we're going to get caught in the very same situation we get caught in year after year after year and say, well, we really can't afford this. Well, everybody's already got the budget set and they're planning on it.
I think you're right on target. I just think for us, it needs to be definitively articulated. And the right, and I think that's the problem. It's still an evolving issue, and we don't want to write a blank check or give a blank check for something that cannot realistically be achieved in, you know, unrealistic time frames. So we just need to make sure the board is properly briefed on the world, and then we'll react to it.
Did going to the conference, the public safety conference, did that help you any at all? Were you able to get a better understanding through the sessions? I know that you went to several of the technical sessions.
The next gen, we're behind. One takeaway that I took from that, and I know our city leaders like to say that, you know, the governor's not the one who needs to be making the decisions about what happens at a local level, because we do that better than they can. And all of the state-run PSAPs will be compliant by October of this year.
Mm-hmm. Compliant with?
The mandate?
The mandate.
The FCC mandate?
They will have their ESINETs installed.
Okay.
We're on a path.
We've got time still. When is the Mission Critical project completed?
Y'all approved it in February, I believe, and it's a 90-day assessment. So they've been meeting. In fact, we have a meeting this week, but meeting with our technical team, getting statistics and documentation.
Okay.
The technical piece is largely complete. The operation will occur later this week in terms of assessment of where we currently stand.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Thursday meeting.
All right. So we could be ready to receive something in May.
We can. I'm hoping that I have something to bring to our budget workshop. A clear understanding or something that just, it's hard to take it all in because there's so much, but maybe a vision. I don't even know what to call it yet. So
puzzle piece.
Well, definitely it's going to be a puzzle with lots of pieces.
Certainly we'll get direction out of it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
B is our network project update. If y'all remember, a month ago we were in the hot seat and we had a 10-minute service interruption. And Monty is here to talk about what's happened since then.
Yeah, so on March 8th we had a service interruption. We reviewed our plans and our configuration and made some changes in our steps and slight changes in the configuration. And we were able to successfully make the cutover to the host sites on the 5th of April, and it all went smoothly. The next step is to just start migrating the PSAPs over. And we've already, you know, done a few backup sites. We've done Grand Prairie backup site, Arlington backup, and ready to move forward. And we'll be contacting the individual PSAPs.
We'll do these changeovers at what time?
We're going to set it up with the PSAPs. We're going to do it Monday through Thursday is our schedule, starting around 10-ish and ending around 3-ish during the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no expected potentials, right?
No. This should be, since we're doing PSAP by PSAP, we're starting with the small ones and we're kind of working our way up. backup sites went fine. We had a little bit of an issue with FirstNet, but we're working through that, and yeah, we should be good.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No, but we were thankful that when you did the second update, there was no outages, so thank you guys.
I'm happy to report that.
Mm-hmm. All hands on deck. Any, all hands on deck.
Yeah, we
any
were.
Concerns for Fort Worth?
No.
Okay.
So one thing, too, I put in place internally, the project team on the AT&T side, they send me notices and updates and project pieces just so I have a little more oversight on that. So every time they have something, they communicate back to your all's team, I'm getting copied.
Thanks, Robert. We can never have this again. You guys know that, right?
So you're asking to choke.
You can always choke me.
Thank you
Start
very much.
Start off with the jalapeno chips and you'll be okay.
Sure.
I know, I had a little shock. I wasn't expecting. On C, it is requested that the May 16 board meeting and budget workshop be rescheduled. And I would really like to have our workshop first, followed by the board meeting, just so everything is fresh in your mind of what we've talked about, instead of waiting 30 days and what did we talk about?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got some board members that can't attend the May 16th, so that's, I'm just putting this out here. And at a workshop, we had this discussion this morning, what has happened in the past if a board member could not come? Do you go ahead and host it and get them updated? Or is this something that we can actually move? This is y'all's.
Certainly adjust calendar dates, I think, to a point.
We'll make ourselves.
We're all collectively here right now. Can we make a decision now for this?
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion?
We will do whatever you can do.
So we
Friday board meetings have worked out real well in the past.
Is that the 21st?
20th. May 20th. I currently have May 20th open.
I can do the 20th.
Fort Worth, can you guys do 20th? May the 20th?
Yeah, I believe I can make May 20th work.
Same.
Okay.
And I hear that this is normally a 4-hour workshop.
That's about right.
So maybe we start early and then go in at noon to our board meeting. Is that all right? So
we can move the board meeting to a Friday?
We'll move the board meeting from the 16th to a Friday and just do them both together.
Yeah, that'd be
good with that.
So it's 9 o'clock too early?
No.
9 o'clock.
You guys okay? 9 o'clock? Okay. Mayor's good.
Y'all are easy.
I think we're all good.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's all I got.
So Renee, can you send us all an appointment?
Yes, I'll do that today. So would the workshop be the workshop be 4 hours?
Yes.
And then go straight into the board meeting?
Mm-hmm. We'll go straight into the board meeting. Well, I think we can do it in 3. I'm hoping.
Your call.
So, 9 to 12 and the board meeting at 12?
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a plan.
Thank you.
So we'll move to the next item?
Yes, sir.
Does that need a vote or?
No, I think it's just scheduling.
It's just a scheduling. And we are rescinded D, so we're off to this is just for you, sir.
Okay. All right, let's move to item 5, assistant programs.
Yes, I just want to give you guys a quick update on item 8 here about the assistance programs. You guys asked me to make sure we reached out that all PSAPs were contacted. They have been, so that's pretty much the update. Everyone's been contacted, they're aware of the changes, and I didn't have any. I had a couple of questions, I was able to answer with no problems. We should be good to go with that.
So do we have any obviously outstanding people who are not, or entities have not?
Nope, we contacted every one of them, they're all good. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have no issues.
That's sufficient.
But how many do we have who have not submitted for reimbursement yet?
For
this year?
We still have a few, I would have to get an exact number, I don't have an exact number, but probably maybe 10 to 15 people who were after April 1st that have submitted items, all of which have fell under the new current policy. There was one that I did deny, one that came in that I denied, which was for dispatcher appreciation gifts. The second one never made it to me. They called and asked me, but it was uniforms. So again, with a new policy, and they were understandable about it, and we'll get that funding next one.
Thank you.
And then my second item here is requesting approval. Grapevine Police Department is requested to use their radio interoperability funds in the amount of $41,225 to purchase an additional radio console. They have already requested using their PSAP funds for the same project. It was less than $25,000 and was approved by the committee. They're just requesting to use their radio funds in addition to that, and that's what this request is for.
Any questions from the board? Any concerns? Do we have a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Aubrey. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Brunson. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, that's it, sir. We'll move to briefings.
Hi, good afternoon. I don't have that much to brief you guys on. We've talked about the May 24th primary runoff elections. The big races there statewide is going to be the Attorney General's race with Ken Paxton versus George P. Bush. The Land Commissioner's race with former State Senator Don Buckingham is also going to be a big race. With the legislature, the race, there are four races that most folks are really watching close. And there's four incumbents to the primary opponents. Two are hit close to home. Stephanie Click from Fort Worth ran. She had a huge primary. I think there were five people total in the primary. She made the runoff. She's facing a runoff opponent May 24th. And then further west, closer to Aledo, Glenn Rogers is a first-term state representative. His home base is closer to Eastland, but he is facing a gentleman from Aledo. During redistricting, that district, House District 60, took in a lot more counties closer towards Fort Worth. So that's going to be a really tight race. I'm not sure if Mr. Rogers is going to survive that race. In the Senate, the big news is in Fort Worth, in Senate District 10, Beverly Powell announced earlier this month she was suspending her campaign. She did so because of redistricting, and that she felt like there was no clear path for her to win based on how the district was drawn, which means Representative Phil King from Weatherford, who's been a state rep for years and years and years, unless something dramatic happens in between now and November, he will wind up being a state senator representing the majority of Fort Worth. Other than the elections, biggest news coming out of Austin, I think I included this in the report last month, but Speaker Phelan unveiled his interim committee charges. House Appropriations is charged with looking at the monitoring and implementation of all appropriations and funding bills, which includes funding for Next Generation 911. And then earlier this month, Lieutenant Governor Patrick released his interim committee charges. And Senate Business and Commerce is specifically charged with monitoring the implementation of House Bill 2911, which set up the Next Generation Fund. I think this is very good news because typically when the legislature funds an item, the attitude going into the next session is, don't come to us, we've already dealt with that, we're on to new things. This is showing that they understand this issue is not going away and it's something that's going to be back for next session. Neither the Appropriations Committee nor Senate Business and Commerce have met yet. They will start meeting in the next few weeks, if not early next month. And we will be monitoring these committees and finding opportunities for us to get in front of the committee or in front of both individual members to explain why this is so important. Last session, Kelly Hancock, state senator from North Richland Hills, was the chairman of Senate Business and Commerce. Since last session, Lieutenant Governor Patrick has shuffled a few committee assignments. He's no longer serving on that committee. The new committee chair is Charles Schwartner, who is a Republican surgeon from Georgetown. And we have a very long history working with Senator Schwartner. And I feel very confident going into this interim period and making sure that he understands where we're coming from and why this is important.
So you'll help us position when it's time to position?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I expect those committees to, there have been several interim committees that have started meeting last month. These two have not, but I expect them to very soon.
Okay.
Is there any particular part you need us to play? Do we need to be a voice or?
Probably a little bit of everything. Depending on, they usually release a schedule of, you know, and these interim committees may not all be in Austin. They may meet around the state. And when we have an idea of when, they'll usually set aside a day for particular subjects. So when we know that it's going to be this issue, we'll just have to find out where and when that's going to be and then work together to come up with the right message and meet ahead of time with other committee members to make sure that we have champions on that committee to help us get our point across.
Is this a No One Goes to Austin year?
20, yes.
23?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So I want to jump back real quick. I just want to clarify what Chief Davis was asking for earlier as far as consultation with your city team.
Yeah, I just think that to highlight it, when we went through the fee increases, there was a presentation made before council and the city manager's office about the status of the Tarrant County 911 offices, what we were doing, what we were seeking approval to do and why. And I think with, you know, I've been reporting back everything that we talked about, including the anticipated reductions in the grant funds and the radio assistance program possibilities. And there's been obviously discussions about next generation technology needs, and there's also been discussion regarding.
I think, and Chief Sturgeon, just help us out on this one, but I think we could ask the executive director to touch some of these issues during the retreat.
Of course, yes.
That would probably be helpful for you guys, and we can figure out where to go from there once we hear from the executive director.
And I'd have to look at an email, but I think we can kind of provide you exactly what they're looking for and some of the questions that they have to prepare.
Okay, that'd be great.
We'll make sure that you have a clear understanding.
I'm sorry, I've lost you guys. Are you coming to me again?
Yes,
sir.
So I don't know what Julie was able to tag on there, but I think that the city manager's office request is that you just come back and it's been a couple of years since you've been there, and we have a new director, and we've got some changes coming up with funding allocations, and I think they're just looking for a update and discussion from our new executive director. Julie, you agree?
Yeah, I told them that we would try to get forward them an email that has kind of some of the points that we know, some of the questions they want to answer, and maybe some of the information that can help them better prepare.
All right. You got it. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, so we'll move into public comment. Any comment from the public? Seeing no comment, we'll declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks. Thank you. Very efficient meeting today. Not used to this.
Is your nickname Penny now?
So,
Penny keeps showing up.
Okay.